Green Street were poised to take on the pop music industry, but with Legal Battle, they ended up breaking up for good. So what are they doing now today? Today I'm going to be discussing their history and where are they now ever since their breakup. And before leaping forward, we have to look back. In 1999, the group was initially put together by music producers Louis Baldinieri and Brian Luckow, originally named Boy Wonder, borrowed from the comic book character Robin for the Batman comics and films. The band features several boys ranging from ages 11 to 14 for the New York Broadway / acting scene. Baldinieri and Luckow hope to make an impact on the pop music industry by introducing a group of teenagers to the scene, all of whom had prior stage singing experience. Among these original members were former Broadway Kids members Gregory Raposo and Chris Truesdale, who would continue on into the remade group from 1999 until 2002. The lineup was changed not long after they debuted the show in front of several talent agents and record label reps. Their debut included a tap dance number and a jazzy theme song, both of which were set quickly after. It also included a cover of the popular song for the musical Rent, Season of Love. Matt Bollinger, Frankie J. Galasso, and Jesse McCartney would become the new faces of the group along with Raposo and Truesdale, and were given the name Dream Street, which was the name of Luckow and Baldinieri's recording studio in New York City. The only original song they kept was titled Jennifer Goodbye, which was initially written for Brian Luckow's fiance, then was changed into his modern incarnation months later. That eponymous debut album was released in 2000 and was certified gold in the US by the RIAA, peaking number 1 on Billboard's Independent Albums chart and number 37 on the Billboard 200. The songs It Happens Every Time and I Say Yeah were frequently played on Radio Disney. The boys soon made appearances on various talk shows and television events. In late 2000, the boys made an appearance on the show that fellow member Jesse had a recurring role on then ABC soap opera All My Children. Do y'all miss that show? Because I do. Me and my great grandma used to watch it, but I was sad when they ended it. Anyway, the final Dream Street release was the soundtrack album to the release 2002 film The Biggest Fan, which starred Chris. In mid that year, the parents of the band members filed a lawsuit against Baldinieri and Luckow, alleging that the underage band members were exposed to booze, women, and pornography. That's how the pop music industry was back in the early days. Anyway, in August 2002, the producers were ruled against, releasing the 5 band members from their contracts, and that's how they broke up. Then, to this year, tragedy has struck. Chris Truesdale has died after contracting COVID-19, and people took it as a joke. Like, this virus is not a joke. You should really be careful, like, keep your mask on, wash your hands, anything. And the band members, the 4 Alive members, which was Matt, Jesse, Frankie, and Gregory, reunited for a virtual performance of It Happens Every Time to pay tribute to Chris following his death. So where are the members now? Jesse has enjoyed a successful solo career, releasing 4 albums and spawning 3 top 10 singles. He appeared on many television shows such as Hannah Montana, The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Law & Order SVU, Summerland, Lock & Key. However, the show was not picked up for an entire season. He was cast as the lead role in the independent film Keith. He had a recurring role in season 4 of the ABC family series Greek. and appear as a lead in the 2012 movie Chernobyl Diaries, which was a moderate box office success. In June 2011, he released a female fragrance called Wanted. He has also forayed into voice acting, playing Dick Grayson slash Robin on the show Young Justice, Terrence and Tinkerbell franchise, Theodore and Alvin and Chipmunks, Roxas and Ventus in the popular English versions of Kingdom Hearts series of video games. He starred on the hit series Young and Hungry as Cooper, and this year he was runner-up on the third season of The Masked Singer as the Turtle. Gregory continued his music career, performing in bands called Raposo and Dead Celebrities. He is also a real estate investor and developer. Raposo is currently playing solo mostly on the East Coast, but has toured as far as Japan and Costa Rica. Following the Dream Street breakup, Raposo released a self-titled debut album in 2003 that charted on the Billboard Independent Album Chart at number 40 during its opening week. His second album, Lost Love Life, was fully funded by his fans through Kickstarter and was released in May 2012. Fans also funded Greg's first official music video for the first single off his album, That Day, which he wrote to a fan with cancer. Raposo has produced for so many young artists and most recently signed a licensing deal for his original material. Golasso is also a solo singer. In 2009, he auditioned to be on Glee but did not make it. So far, he had released one album to Amazon on iTunes containing three songs. Following the breakup of the band, he was in a 2003 movie called A Tale of Two Pieces, and he also performed with the first national tour of Jersey Boys. Truesdale, since the breakout, has started his solo career, even being in a second movie with Kayla Amariah called Seducing Spirits. He took a break from the limelight to be with his family. Towards the end of 2010, he popped up again in Public Eye, where he played a parody of Justin Bieber named Justin Star on Shake It Up, called Age Up, which was an episode. Truesdale also appeared on the show The Days of Our Lives and auditioned for the 2012 season of The Voice, but did not make it past the blind auditions. Then he died on June 2nd, 2020, following complications from the mini virus. Bollinger did not go solo. He went on to be the lead singer for a band called The Juice, which broke up in 2008. He is currently the lead singer in a band named Open Till Midnight. He also acted in television and films, including small roles in Law & Order, Bored to Death, and 30 Rock, and began acting on stage in productions of The Sound of Music and The King and I. He married Danielle Manning, who had interviewed Dream Street when she was 14 on August 24th of 2013. So like I said, they could make impact on the pop music industry, but with a legal battle came a short end and a very sad tragedy. So what will we do if Dream Street ever come back as Four Boys now? We'll probably never be ready. In fact, will there ever be a reunion? Maybe, or maybe not.